Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Shir and Maseches Megillah. We're holding at the bottom of your testament Aleph. The Gemara was just speaking about how the Megillah Esther is, and one point in the Megillah called a Sefer, another part called an Igeris, and that meant that as a Sefer means you have to sew it with the Gidim of kosher animals, not with Pishton. The Gemara says not with Pishton. That's the other option, is Gidim of kosher animals. And then it said it's called an Igeris, though, that it's not as Chomor. You can have three stitches, and that's enough. So on that, the Gemara continues, says three lines up from the bottom. Amar Nachman Ulad Shumi Shiloshim. Has to be, though, that those stitches are divided up evenly in thirds. And the way Rashi understands, Tos also agrees with this, that means that you go, the distance from the bottom of the cloth to the first stitch is the same as the distance from there to the next one, and then from that stitch to the next one, and then from that one to the top of the cloth. And you say there are three stitches within the cloth. They're Ndafka, not at the beginning and end, the bottom and the top of the cloth, but three within it. To be like, imagine you have a ruler that goes from 0 to 80, so your stitch would be at the 20, 40, and 60 mark. That would be evenly divided. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, HaKorik b'Megillah, Aksuva, Bein Aksuvim, Lo Yatsa. One who reads a Megillah that's just in a whole cloth that has all of Ksuvim, yeah, not just Megillah Esther, but the other Megillahs, etc., all Ksuvim. So there's no ability to tell that you're reading something special. Megillah, lo yotze, not yotze like that. It's not B'sumi Nisa, and it's all just part of the Nach. Yeah, Amar Rava, lo amar el de lo mechasu miyasra porta. It's only true, though, if it doesn't stick out in some way. A little bit of a smaller cloth, then not as tall, or taller cloth. Yeah, that doesn't make it stick out of that role of Nach we have. Remember, in the times of the Gemara, they were reading all from scrolls. So there's a scroll that has all the Ksuvim, yeah, or other Ksuvim with it. So if it sticks out in some way, you can tell you're reading something different. It's taller or shorter, that would work. Of Mechasra, Meyasra, Porta, Le Flamba, right? If it's taller or shorter a little bit, there's no problem. Levi Bar Shmuel, Hava Kukari, Kamei, Derav Yehuda, Megillah, Ksuva, Bein Aksuvim. So Levi Bar Shmuel was reading in front of Rav Yehuda, a Megillah that was like this, problematic type of Megillah. It was written just in the rest of a scroll of Nach. Amrle, Hari Amro, Korv, Megillah, Ksuvim, Ksuvim, Lo Yotza, but they said they're not Yotza like that. And that's it. The Gemara seems to leave it on that end of that story. Then bring another Shita about it. Amr Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Yochanan, Korv, Megillah, Ksuvim, Ksuvim, Lo Yotza. He again agrees they're not Yotza. Umachle Amocha, but then he hit himself on his head, literally. It's apparently a way of signaling that I want to take back to a certain degree what I said. I want to correct it and limit the statement. He said, but Tzibur Shonu. That's only in Tzibur. Meaning when one is alone, one could read it. He read from a cloth. He read the words from a cloth. He is presuming Easter to him. And at Tzibur, people can't see that you're reading a Megillah like that. So that's a problem. But by himself, it's okay. For now, at this point, until the Mishnah coming up soon, we're just quoting other things that Rabbi Chiya Bar Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, not having to do particularly with Megillah. It says, Shiur hatfar halachal Moshe Mitzinai. Leaving over the tops and the ends of the stitch in the Sefer Torah is halachal Moshe Mitzinai. But then he corrected it. He hit himself on his head to correct that and said, V'lo amar el kadesh al yikar. It's not halachal Moshe Mitzinai. It's something Chachamim made up, this halacha. I mean, they said you have to do this halacha in order that it won't rip. Because if someone is trying to roll a scroll very tightly, if there be a stitch at the very top and the bottom of the roll, so then it could rip easily. But here, when it gives a little bit, there's no stitch at the top and the bottom, and he sees it give a little bit, so he'll stop before it rips. Had there been left in the cave that Moshe Rabbeinu was standing in Parsha Kisisa, and Hashem passed over him and showed him the Yugam Amidos, or Elio, it was that same cave Rashi brings, he stood there when Hashem passed over him, say, from Malachim. So if either of those places, the cave had been open at all, not totally sealed, it had even the amount of a hole in it that is from a machat sidkis, that's a type of needle that was used to sew the stitches in clothing, as opposed to a different type of needle that was used in types of bags or sackcloth, or was a much bigger needle. Even the small needle of amount of hole in that cave, they wouldn't have been able to stand there because of the great light that would be coming from Hashem who was passing over them. Shenemar ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. Person cannot see Hashem in any fashion and live. So they had to be totally sealed off from being able to see any light that Hashem was shining off. This is Moshe Rabbeinu saying over to Klal Yisrael in Parshas Vayetzchanan about when he was Mekabel the Luchos. And he says, on them Va'alehem, on them, on those luchos, was like all the things that Hashem spoke to me on the mountain. So either there's an extra word here, kechol, that I didn't have to say that, just the words. Or va'alehem, the Rabbeinu Chanan learns that on top of them means something else. So what is it referring to in any event? Melamed shehareo kodesh baruch hu Moshe dikdukei Torah v'dikdukei sofrim. This teaches that Hashem shel Moshe Rabbeinu dikdukei Torah, which means, Rashi learns, the rules of the things in Torah which add and take away halachas, like ribuyim and miyutim. The word es, gam, miyutim are ach and rak. He showed them those things, like he taught them those lessons. And also dikduke sofrim, which means things that would be added from Takanas Midrabanim, right? Rashi learns that the ways the later generations were medactic in things that were taught by the earlier generations. He showed them those dikdukim. And then, umash sofrim asim lechadish, and that which the Rabbanim would mechadish, and my neo, what was that? Mikra Megillah. Showed Mikra Megillah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so it had the Makor even then, and by Har Sinai it was shown there would be such a story. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Kshem Likras Samigal Luchutz Mechayr Shot to the Kotel. Says the Tanakhama here, everybody is kosher to read the Megillah except for a Chayresh, which is a deaf mute, a Shotet, which is an insane person, and a Kotel, a minor, not bar mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Masher with Kotel. Rabbi Yehuda allows a Kotel to read. Okay? That's simple pshat. The Gemara is going to get into what's going on right now. Says, Man Tanakh Chayresh, the Evan Nami Lo. Who is teaching over here that in the Mishnah, a Chayresh isn't even good, but the Evan? Now the Gemara assumes that's what's going on. We'll see why that is, but that is the assumption right now, that when it says Chayresh is no good, it means no good, even Bidi Yavin, not just that it's a Din of Chachila, even Bidi Yavin is no good. Right? Who says that? The Omer of Masna, Rabbi Yossi. This must be the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Tanan, of course, Shema, V'lo Yishmila Ozno, want to read Shema, but doesn't hear it, didn't say it loud enough to be heard, Yotza. According to the Tanakhama there, and the Mishnah in Brachos, is Yotze. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, lo Yotze. Rabbi says, no, you're not Yotze like that. And therefore, the Gemara wants to say, just like Rabbi Yossi over there says it's ma'akev to be able to hear yourself reading Shema, so to overhear a Chayrish, which can't hear himself reading Megillah, it won't work. Now, this is a bit of a question one could ask over here, that seemingly the cases are different. I didn't see inside anyone that says this. I saw that someone bring that the Taz perhaps talks about this question, that by Shema, it's worse. The person we're talking about is hearing-abled, and he simply didn't use his abilities to say the words loud enough to hear it. So maybe that's worse than the person in our Mishnah that doesn't have the ability to begin with. Maybe if you don't have the ability, it's not so bad as I can hear yourself. I'm not sure. No one on the page anyway sees that as a kasha. But the Gemara writer assumes right now to not differentiate right like that. It says just like Rabbi Yossi would say, you have to hear yourself by Shema, so you have to hear yourself by Megillah, and the deaf mute that can't do that, it won't work. So Gemara says back a different type of kasha. Let me remind you, Rabbi Yossi, he even the Evanamilo, who says, like you're saying now, that it's Rabbi Yossi and the Mishnah means him bidi Evan, Chayrish is no good. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda who is the person that argues there in Brachos, says it befeirish in Brachos. He's the man the Amr that holds you don't have to hear yourself say Shema. So maybe it's like him, and the person doesn't have to hear himself say Shema, and so too Chayrish is okay for Megillah. But what's it saying about him in our Mishnah? It's saying lechachilahu delo. That's Rabbi Yehuda. He lechachilahu delo. It's only lechachilah you shouldn't have a Chayrish, right? Hadiyavid shapir dami. But Bidi Evid, it would be okay. That's what you're assuming, why that would be, that L'chachila, it's no good, I don't know, it wouldn't be exactly like Shema. I mean, Shema, we don't seem to be what's going on over by Shema, even the word by Rabbi Yehuda, is that you don't have to hear yourself at all. It's not even L'chachila, it seems. Yeah, but I guess you could hold that maybe also there by in Brachos, by Shema, Rabbi Yehuda is always saying that you don't have to go back and repeat it, you were Yotze, because the Lashon there is, it could be the Gemara in Brachos says something like this, the Lashon there is that it was Yotze or not Yotze, we're talking after the fact. So maybe seemingly the Gemara here is assuming that also Rabbi Yehuda will agree that the Chachila shouldn't do that. And that's what our mission is telling you, Hakol Ksherim. Right, everybody's kosher except for Chayrish on the cotton, but Bidi Evid, it's okay. That's what Gemara wants to suggest right now is going on in the ratio of our Mishnah. Yeah. But the Gemara says back, you wouldn't think that. The Gitani Chayrish doing the Shota the cotton, it teaches them all in a group together. Chayrish is similar to Shota and cotton. Ma Shota the cotton, the Evid Nami Lo. We know Shota and cotton. Yeah, there's no discussion about that in relationship to Shema. It was only about hearing oneself. right? Shoten Kotan are not Karbidi Yavid. Certainly, Avcheirish the Yavid Namilo. So to the Cheirish that's taught with them by the Tanakama must mean also be the Yavid is no good. Maybe that's not a correct parallel. Maybe, granted, you teach them all together, but they're different in their halachas. Namely, the shot of the cotton is not even good by the Yavid, but the cheresh may be good by the Yavid. A more fundamental point. From the fact that in the end of the mission it says Rabbi Yehuda, so that means the first opinion, the Tanakhama, can't be Rabbi Yehuda. I'll read this next bit, but Rashi seems to take it out. It does seem to difficult to understand what this next line is adding. So the Gemara says maybe the whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda, and then the Gemara says back, me dummy racial absula the safe like shera. How could you say that? And the Resha is saying it's possible and the safe is saying it's kosher. So that all back and forth is hard. Simply the next line is what we want. Vidima kula Rabbi Yehuda, maybe say the whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda, like this. There are two types of ketanim, the chasuri mechzra, the achi ketani, and really the mission is missing something. You should say like this. Hakol sharing the crosses of Megillah, everybody's kosher to read the Megillah, chutz mechay shota v'katan, except for chayre shota and the katan. The medvur and morim, but when is that true? When is it true that a katan is no good? The katan shalagia l'chinuch. The katan did not get to the age of chinuch. Of the katan shalagia l'chinuch, the katan's already holding my chinuch. Afil l'chachila, even l'chachila is okay. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir b'katan, Rabbi Yehuda is being Machshir with a katan. Yeah. So now it's saying, really, that now that's the type of katan. So how does this help out? The whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda, then. And even in the beginning, it says Cheresh. What does it mean? It means Chachila not, but Bedi Eved, it's okay. And really, Hakadisa. Really, the Cheresh being taught is different than the Shotim and the Katan, and even a Katan is different because the Katan divides in two categories. That's what we're saying right now. Seemingly, the difference in Higiyah L'Chinuch or not is that when a Katan gets the Chinuch, so he has a Mechiyuv Midrabanin to hear Megillah, but everybody has a Mechiyuv Midrabanin to hear Megillah. So right now, the Gemara seems to be holding that, granted, his Midrabanin is different than everybody else's, but he could still be mostly other people and can still have a Chiyuv himself. Yeah. That's where at this stage, that's seemingly how it makes sense. So we say back, the Maya Kimta, how are you making this of Kimta right now? Kirebi Yehuda. You're saying it's all Rebi Yehuda, Vidi Evid, and he's saying it's Bidi Evid. Kirebi Yehuda, Vidi Evid means, it should be V'chachila, no? Kirebi Yehuda, but it's saying, yeah. This line, Bidi Evid, doesn't make sense. We're not making a Kimta Krebi Huda Bidi Evid. We're making a Kimta Krebi Huda, and it's a Chachila. See? Oh, I see. Sorry, so I had to think about it for a second. We're going back to, over there, the Kimta of the Mishnah in about Kriyat Shema and Brachos. They're saying that that over there is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda saying Adin Bidi Evid. Yeah, if you didn't hear Shema, it's okay. Elahadatani, how do you make such an Ukimta in Shema? Seemingly, that's where our Gemara is going. That's the Rashi over here, right? Rashi says Ukimta, why Ukimta Rabbi Yehuda? The Shema Talon Dichiyam Rabbi Yehuda below Shmila Ozo Yatsa Bidi Evid. When it comes out then that we're saying Yatsa Bidi Evid Kamar Lochachil. He's not saying Adin and Shema Lechachil. He's just saying Yatsa Bidi Evid. I mentioned that before. That's difficult. Al-Had, the Tani, it says, Rabbi Yehuda, Bered, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Cheir, Shemadar, Ravein, or Shemea, Tarim, Lechachilo, we know there's a din, Rabbi Yehuda also quoted, and he said, a person who can speak but doesn't hear can go take Truma, Lechachilo, even though he won't be able to hear to make the bracha, because he can't hear himself make the bracha, he can take Truma. Money, who's that going to be? Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda himself, the Ivid in, according to you, it doesn't make sense, right? This is Bidi Evid. He holds Bidi Evid, yeah, Lechachila not. So how come Lechachila here by Truma, it's okay? Yeah, Rabbi Yossi, Bidi Evid Namilo. If it's Rabbi Yossi, won't even work Bidi Evid. So if there is no Shita, then it matches this Chiluk of Bidi Evid and Lechachila, according to you. If by Shema, your choices are Rabbi Yehuda says Bidi Evid, it's okay that you didn't hear yourself, and Yossi says it's not okay, so no one allows Lechachila to not hear yourself doing something. So why by Truma? Someone allowing him to take Truma and not make the bracha lechatchila. Yeah? We say, well, ve'ela, my, what are you going to say, Rabbi Yehuda, afil lechatchila? You're going to say, that Rabbi Yehuda by Shema is saying you're allowed to not hear yourself even the chadchilo. Eloha, the Tanya, the Zebraya says, lo yivarach adam b'birkas hamazon and believe all. Person shouldn't bench in his heart to be b'irach yotza. If you do bench in your heart, you're yotze. Right? What is that saying? That's another din by birkas hamazon. That's saying that you don't have to hear yourself. Money. Who's that going to be? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Yossi. It can't be anybody. I Rabbi Yehuda afilo chadchilo. If Rabbi Yehuda, then it shouldn't be saying Birkas HaMazon, don't do it, don't say Birkas HaMazon in your heart, because according to this new Akimta that Rabbi Yehuda is allowing the Chachila to not hear yourself, then you could do it in your heart, the Chachila. And if it's Rabbi Yosef, Yuliyevin, Nami Lo, then even Bidiyevin doesn't work by Birkas HaMazon. So why is it saying Bidiyevin okay? Yeah, we're going to leave everybody in a hangover, I'm in the Purim spirit already. We'll leave everybody on a cliffhanger, and we'll continue next time.